On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Oh boy. Uh-oh.
Don't do it.
Uh-oh.
Turn back now.
It's too late. It's too late. Victoria joins us, Tori Lagarde, humorist and violin player.
Why, thank you.
I went to your latest concerto.
I used to play the violin when I was 9 years old.
No, we do a lot of research with people.
Ooh, I see that. You're Snoopy.
We don't let anybody. No, I'm not Snoopy. I'm
Charlie Brown. Linus. Linus. I think we're Pigpen. I do see a cloud that follows
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I do feel it. Tori's here, ladies and gentlemen. There she is. You can see her over there.
This is true.
Yeah, Tori does her own show on Tuesdays usually, and it's fun. It's
Tori Taco Tuesday.
It's true. Okay. Everything that rhymes with tea happens on Tuesday, apparently.
It's terrible.
But that left out Thursday, where there is a T in the first letter of the...
People say Thirsty Thursday, actually.
That's right, because you got to do the TH
you
sound.
Yeah. But you know, when I said turn back now, I say that to people, actually out loud. And when I'm standing in a long line and people are coming into a store and nothing's moving, I say, turn back now. Oh. And they look at me and they get concerned because you see...
It's concerned.
What's happening?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'd be concerned too. I wonder if there's weapons being sold here. I don't know.
I don't seem that alarmed. I'm just sort of like tired of this nonsense.
Yeah, yeah. Hey. I feel like a circus barker for some reason.
It's that show with Gary Shandling. Did he die?
Yes, he did.
Oh, that's right. Well, they buried him, so I hope so.
Well, yes, it would be a problem. Yeah, about two.
It was that guy on there. Was the guy Jeffrey Tambor who did it? Hey, now.
He did quite a few shows. He started with the It's Gary Shandling show, which was very creative and different.
Yeah.
And then he did the parody of the late night talk shows.
Right. Hank did the Hey Now.
Yes,
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
But what were you going to say? Now I've made you.
I have no idea.
Well, you just write stuff down now. Just write it down.
I do write things down, but then I forget to read them.
There's no
true.
Helping you.
Seriously true. Well, the holidays are upon us.
Yes.
And we won't be here next week with the Tory thing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, unfortunately. So we do honor Thanksgiving. Thank you for your cervix. I had to get that in somehow.
Yeah. Well, there's no vacation and holiday from Donald Trump, though. So unfortunately.
Man. Some of the stuff he did yesterday.
Yeah. Tell me, because I have some too. I only have one really weird one, but you go on.
There was a ban that Obama put on this country to importing the dead elephants and the tusks and all that
kind
of stuff.
With ivory, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ebony.
And ivory. I think of that Paul McCartney
things.
Song all
yes.
the time.
Well, Trump has lifted that. Now you can import these items into the United States.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with him? They're endangered, aren't they?
Because his son hunts.
Oh, my God. I can't listen to this.
I know.
I'm so angry right now.
I know.
Why did you tell me this?
It's part of a radio program.
I guess so. But wow. No warning.
Yeah. That was pretty pretty bad. I couldn't believe it. You know, it goes along with this thing about
I'm so angry.
The environment and all this kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, I can't even. Yeah.
You know, Tori, if the election were held again today, and there's no question about this, he would lose famously.
Yep.
Now, if he ran against Hillary Clinton, he could win again.
Yeah,
I have no
that's
idea.
That's the thing. Yeah. We got to get somebody else.
Do you wonder if they're sitting around the Democratic National Committee? We got to get somebody else.
I got nothing to do. I could do it. I literally have almost nothing to do.
As long as your grandmother hasn't been sued or accused of sexual assault, she's feasible. I'm waiting for two things to occur.
Yes.
I'm waiting for some woman to come out of the woodwork.
Right.
And say, Donald Trump accosted me 2 years ago, 3 years ago, something fairly recent, you know,
right.
Nothing back in the 70s or anything, something fairly recent. And then another woman will jump on that.
But you know what? That probably won't even matter at this point.
It will matter.
You think?
Yes. Everything matters now.
Okay.
No, it's not going to push him out of office, but it's just going to destroy
everything.
Well,
we had the bus thing, grabbing women by the crotch. That didn't do a thing.
No, he said he grabbed women by the crotch. No one came forward and said, he grabbed me by the crotch.
Yeah, but I didn't think, I don't know. I think
there was just a lot of fat shaming going on.
He's awful quiet on the Roy Moore thing. as you noticed.
And you know what that means.
But why wasn't he quiet on the, I mean, the water thing, why did he do that? Did you see the Marco Rubio thing?
Yes.
See, he was all over that guy. You know what I decided? You can never complain about anything anyone does. If there's a chance, you can do it yourself. And that makes a long list for Donald
Trump.
Certainly,
if you're the president, everything you do is on record and on video.
But yeah, Marco Polo is really funny.
Marco. He was, as people remember back in the nomination days, he was making fun of Mark Rubio, the Florida guy who was running for president.
Because he kept drinking water.
Kept drinking water, and Donald actually got up behind a podium and started splashing water all over the place like he was the Pope, making fun of Rubio sweating all over the place. Well, Trump comes back from Asia.
I know. It's
he
so great.
Stands in front of a pulpit podium, and addresses everybody, and he says, and he
no
stops.
Water? You got no water here? It's okay. Yeah. And then next thing, no water appears.
He spends the rest of the time, and he doesn't actually just take a sip. He just stops completely, like for 30 seconds, and drinks water. It was very strange. And yes, and, right back at
and
you,
And he tweeted him, and it was so right great. It's like, you need to work on it. First attempt was pretty good, but you got to keep your eyes on the camera. Yeah. That's what Marco was tweeting. Yeah. He's the best. I'm going to vote for him. I'd vote for him now.
Any one of those Republicans would have won right now.
I'll take a Jeb Bush. Yeah. Sure, no problem.
Oh, I would have taken him in a second.
Yeah, why not?
And as we both said so many times, the brother guy, you know, the guy who was president already, sweetheart comparatively.
You know, I'll take that dumb back because he has a good heart.
Yes, he does.
A bit of a cokehead at one point, but you know what? Yeah, I can forgive that.
A lot of people were.
I wasn't.
Well, but a lot of people were. it's still, the phrase
Texas,
still fits.
You know, I don't know about Texas, you people, really. Enough with you.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Anyway, okay, and then here's another development that happened yesterday. President Bill Clinton, former President Clinton, is now being accused by a multitude of women of groping the women.
Oh, of course.
That's not a surprise. See, what's happening is the Republicans are turning it around
They're trying to turn
it. Well, you want to make this, then we'll make this, this will even out, and that'll make the whole thing mute.
They're gone, and this guy's like in power right now, ready
Clinton,
to win again.
Yeah, Bill Clinton is not running for a seat in Congress right now. Moore is.
This election is like 3 weeks away, so
Yeah. And it's interesting because since this came out, Moore's numbers have dropped totally. It was kind of a dead heat with Moore a little bit ahead. Now his numbers are like half of his Democratic opponent. So he's on his way downhill. I'm just waiting for something to come out about Trump.
Well, you know, I talked to my dad about this mm-hmm. morning, and he told me, and this mm-hmm. is true, I would imagine, mm-hmm. back in his time, mm-hmm. what you did is you pat a woman on the bottom, and that was totally acceptable.
Correct.
And as a matter of fact, George Bush did it a couple of months ago in his wheelchair.
Absolutely.
No one cares because, you know what, that's almost flattering.
Well, they cared somewhat about the Bush in the wheelchair, but yes.
He's old, and that's
it's a generational thing.
Exactly. Yes, but now, you know what, times have changed. You try that again, you're going to lose your life savings mm-hmm. and probably go to jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, hey.
Well, they found that Moore actually had an affinity toward younger women.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah.
Well, that's not unusual. Most men are just leches.
Well, when we're talking about younger women, we're talking about kids still in school.
Yeah, they're illegal, right.
Well, they could be, legal or illegal, they're still in school. They're in college and high school. One of them is in high school.
I know. It's just wrong.
It's totally wrong. It's this thing about power.
It exactly
when you have
is.
Money and you have position, you think that you can beat everything. And in a sense, you probably can. But if you're in a public position, then things are going to fall down with it. But yes, you can probably hire a legal team that'll probably defeat these women. Sure, you can. Yeah. Probably.
I think it's men, though. And I've said this on my podcast. Sure. That because it's not just these men that are groping women.
Right.
It's these men that are groping gay men, the gay men groping men.
Yes.
And you have the priests with the little boys.
Right.
This is a rampant problem with penises.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's psychological. I get it. It's not the physical thing, but it's something in their gene pool. I don't know that they just want to just screw everything, like Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet. Anything that moves.
Yes.
What is that about, Ron? You've got one. What's going on?
Well, I think what you're saying is that men are nymphomaniacs.
Well, you tell me. What's happening? There's not one woman accused of any of this stuff, and it's all these men in their testicles. What's that about? They can't help themselves. It's on their brains. It's in their DNA.
Let me ask you as a woman, is it in your brain?
No.
No.
Listen, obviously, look what's happening right now, and it's just getting worse and worse. Mm-hmm. Ron, see Ron, he's looking so indignant right now.
No, I would just, I just have my arms crossed because I'm cold.
That's why I have my coat on.
No, I'm just saying, I think that women are a bit more sophisticated and a bit more, they think things through before they do it.
We're not Neanderthals.
Correct. Men, yes, do have a very high sex drive depending on their situation, especially when they do possess power. That increases the sex drive, by the way. I believe that they can't control themselves. They It's this. We go back to the old adage again that men are barbaric and mm-hmm. women are the counterpart
and the nurturers,
and that's still. It doesn't. I don't think it happens a lot with present generations. Clinton might be an exception, mm-hmm. but this is usually found in the past, and things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, priests. I get that.
Well,
I mean, if you're going to tell somebody you can't have sex ever unless it's with yourself, and you're a church member, and
I don't even think it's with themselves. I don't. I think this is the whole thing about it.
If they're going to do it with children, they're going
to
do it with themselves.
Well, they're not supposed to, though. I mean, I was in that church, the Pentecostal, right. and you're not even supposed to touch yourself.
Of course not.
It's crazy.
But how frustrating can that be?
It's impossible. I mean, it's not even possible.
No, it's not. It's not possible. They're not pieces of wood.
Right.
They think they sport pieces of wood, but they're not pieces of wood.
Right. It's crazy. But again, these men, so whatever.
I get it.
They just can't stop themselves. So I stay away from them. They're all bad news.
Stay away from the ones that are in power. Stay away from the high-powered attorneys.
Okay.
Stay away from the doctors that are heads of medical departments. Stay away from any man.
And the Greeks.
Well, they love everything.
Yes.
We shouldn't.
They can't be faithful.
Tori, we can't talk about this.
I just did. And I will back up my words someday.
You can't take a certain entire nationality.
Because it happens over and over? Oh, okay, that's fine. You're right. There's nothing to that. So
circumstantial. They are a physical culture.
That's right. The culture started hundreds of years ago with that being acceptable. So, yes. As my dad said, DNAs can change in people, and that's just their culture. And it stays.
I find it in Italians, too. If an Italian man approaches,
yes.
he will not shake my hand.
Uh-huh.
He will hug me and kiss me on the cheek. No, Italian men do that.
I had a thing with no Italians for a long time because they were not faithful.
Yeah.
I said,
This is a European kind of deal.
It's a European thing.
Yeah. I don't know where it comes from. I think in America we're a little more, you know, standoffish. But yes, they are. And you're right about the Greek culture. They will.
It started with Caesar.
Yes,
it goes way, way back.
I guess.
Although they were Romans, weren't they?
It's not a horrible thing unless the other person doesn't want to be embraced or touched.
Okay.
It's one thing to hug somebody. It's something else to grope their sexual organ.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but that's happening more and more. We're hearing about it more and more. And, you know, I think it's good. Shine a light on this stuff. Get it out there. Get
Shine
rid of
a light.
It. Right.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're absolutely right. And it is being shown.
Maybe that's the good side of a Trump presidency. Maybe there's got to be a silver lining somewhere that I'm groping for. I get it.
Oh, I get it.
But, you know, yeah.
Oh, there are
people
a lot
are
of
more active
lines.
Now. People are more into politics.
Oh, absolutely.
People just would have just gone to sleep if Hillary Clinton was president.
I guarantee you, this will not happen again.
No,
I'll sell my shoes if this happens. It will not happen again.
That's the good part.
This is good. It's good. I was thinking, you know, a couple of days ago on last show, you asked me like how long is a mayoral term usually, and it varies from town to town, city to city.
Mm-hmm.
But I think presidency should be 2 years only.
Hmm.
I'll tell you why. Because it would keep them on their feet continually.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 4 years of this crap
is
a huge chunk of my life at this point, or any point.
But look at FDR. 3 terms. What if they start changing term limits to extend them? We're going to be in some trouble.
Well, they won't now.
Well, look at the mayor of Brockton.
Right.
That can go on forever,
Brockton,
apparently.
Massachusetts. that's a city in Brockton.
She's
a
city of champions. Rocky Marciano.
It can go. You can be reelected forever, but not president. There is a rule against that.
Okay. Well, why can't there just be a uniform rule about all that stuff, term limits?
Because they vary for different responsibilities, and I don't think it should be uniform.
Right. Okay.
But I do believe the presidency at this point, it's been proven that 2 years is plenty.
Okay.
And also, there should be some type of a clause in our amendment, in our Constitution, that says if a president really screws up and is so unpopular that like... only like 10% of the country even can conceive of thinking of this person, then you can be removed. You must be removed.
Yeah,
this is a job. We hired this man into this job. There were only apparently 2 applicants, unfortunately.
I know.
That's the way this works. And
that
ain't going to change either, by the way. There's going to be no independent party ever. There will always be
two
parties.
No,
that's going to happen. So there's going to be a choice of two. And as long as that's the case, this is all going to be screwed up.
Then it's just a machine. Then you're going to have one. The machine is going to keep working.
That's right. That's right. So this has got to be every 2 years. And if you hire someone into a position, whether it be by committee or by vote or whatever the case may be, you can remove them just as easily. They don't live out their term. There's no contract. I didn't sign anything. Nobody signed any leases here.
Mm.
The guy really screws up and nobody likes the guy or the girl. they're removed. And we do another election. I don't care how expensive it is.
Sure. And you know what they just mentioned, too?
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned this a long time ago, and everybody laughs at me.
Yes.
But now they're talking about it. The nuclear code thing. I said, this guy could start World War III. I will not do
that. Actually, he can't.
I guess, but then now the conversation is happening mm-hmm. with North Korea and him
Correct.
Just spouting off his mouth.
Yes.
So why is it being talked about then if it's not maybe a concern now?
To my knowledge, this nuclear code, he cannot do it himself.
Right. But the general could be like, listen, don't do it, man. Don't do it, man. And then he could still do it. I don't know. My dad said he wouldn't get the football. Come on.
Wouldn't get the football.
Right, with the codes. You know, they,
they
said he's not going to give it to him. They already decided they won't give it to him because he's crazy. Yeah. They know he's crazy. Yeah. He's unfit.
Yeah. Now Congress wants to take the power away from the president to declare war. I think Congress has to do that anyway.
Okay.
But in a state of emergency even, the president cannot do this anymore.
And Obama Obama, they said, was going to have the thing where you could take away first strike, but he left it in there so we could have first strike, actually, because it might be needed.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that would be
so it's there.
That'd be last strike too, unfortunately.
Oh, I know.
I think everybody knows that.
Okay,
except for the stupid
the person
man.
That it matters to.
Correct. Mueller, come on, let's get going here.
It's Mueller time. I love that. I want to get that T-shirt.
Let's move it on.
By the way, people, as I'm driving here, I'm checking for Wi-Fi names.
Yep.
These people have the boringest Wi-Fi names. Come on, step it up, people. Home-27F3. No.
I think that's a sign to you if you don't do otherwise. I think that's the default is the home dash.
Yeah. So don't. You know, be creative. I have to have a great Wi-Fi name, and I do. And you people need it too. Ron, yours is Ron something. I saw you too. You know, for one thing, don't put your name because then they already figure out who you are.
What the hell do
my
I
neighbors
care?
Use my last name. You have neighbors with last names. I guess what do they care? But they're all locked down. But I don't, you know, you can make it invisible, too, so no one will even see it. They'll have to sniff it out.
What would be the danger of someone, I'm afraid of somebody sitting in front of my house in a car using my Wi-Fi? I mean, what the hell, is the problem?
Then they're using also your IP address and doing whatever, and that can be tracked back to yours truly.
If they're sitting in front of my house. They'd have to be sitting in front of my house.
Sure. Or your neighbor next door. He could be in his house doing it all the time, dude. But that's only if he has your password or could hack into
Correct,
it somehow.
Man. Correct. So this isn't.
You can make it so it doesn't even show up on the list, though. Why don't you just do that, like I do?
Well, even if it shows up on the list, what's the problem if they don't have the password?
I don't know. They can find it someday.
Even if you use your name or your dog or something, you got a string of stuff after that. Unless you're really stupid.
Yeah.
People's got to stop using their dogs for everything. I swear, they really do. It's the easiest thing to figure out in the world.
You mean for like a password?
Yes.
Well, I mean, they use that for your secret question, the name of your first pet or your first school teacher.
Yes.
Or where you were born. I'm not going to do that because that could be public record.
It can. It is public record. Well, I don't know about your first teacher or anything.
Some of the people I went to school with know it was Miss Gilmartin. Damn you.
You just said it.
But I don't use that as a thing.
And I don't know how to spell it either.
I use a different teacher.
I see.
Because I come on to
these
people.
Oh, okay.
You can't.
You got that
but only
going.
I will remember.
Yeah.
What's your favorite uncle? You don't even know. I never talk about him. So you can't
that
guess
actually,
him.
That's happened a few times. Here's the problem. I have like probably about 80 different passwords for 80 different things,
yeah,
as most
scary.
Of us do.
Yeah.
And then, and I've done interviews with all these security people,
yeah,
and they
have.
Say, well, you subscribe to a service where they manage all your passwords. And I say, excuse me here. What are you talking about? If I'm doing 80 different passwords, why would I give them all to one thing
give
that can
be hacked?
Give
them your dirty pictures, too. Give them your naked pictures.
Yes. I
makes
mean,
the same sense.
Yes, that way if someone hacks, they get everything. Beautiful. Sounds great.
You can actually just have it on.
Take it all. What the hell?
you can have the app that only you have access to store your passwords. But even that, I'm not
no,
even know about.
No, no,
no, no. Stop
no.
it, Tori.
Anybody can steal one faction.
Yeah.
If you have it spread all over the place, they can't steal everything. But if you're going to give the everything in a box to somebody, then they got the whole box.
That's what she said. There was so many. That's what she said right then. Spread it all over the
that's
place.
That's what she said, show, ladies and gentlemen. Spread it out. All.
I was like, every time. Nope. Keep talking. There's another one.
Boom, boom, boom.
That's my brain. I'm sorry.
That's your brain on drugs. Actually, you don't even take drugs. That would be dangerous.
I don't. I'm afraid of them. I'm a big, scary, afraid baby.
Oh, I don't blame you.
Who just did that recently? It was the pause in the
right.
Donald Trump confidence. I have every confidence in him. Oh, yeah. Good times.
Oh, man. Are you a turkey person?
Yeah, duck meat.
Yeah. Dark meat. Oh, you're dark meat.
Well, you know why? Because it's juicier. Oh, the white meat is dry. You got to load it up with gravy. What's that about?
Yeah. Well, the dark meat is higher in calories and fats, you know.
Good. Oh, boy. I can use them. What am I, look at me. What am I supposed to do?
If you don't know, you might have seen her face there on websites, but no, she's very slim.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. It's a picture.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, I'm not taking you to court. I'm just saying.
No, Ron, I have a little flab. I have flab going on.
For legal reasons.
I don't exercise. And that's what happened. So I must say allegedly by legalities.
This is very confusing.
I'm all right, 103 pounds, 5 feet tall. You do the math. I'm not going to math
for
you.
Those are just my legs. Come on.
I know. That's what I hear from people.
Yeah.
You could be one of my legs. Well, I'm not going to be. And that's sexual harassment. Shut up right now.
Sexual harassment. You want to be one of my legs? Hey, honey, you want to be one of my legs?
Guys, again, they're creepy. Yeah. Stay away from me. Yeah. I don't care if you have power or not. Men are creepy things. They're creepy creatures. They're creepy crawlers.
Well, it was always, I think it was always intimidating to women, the fact that men are stronger.
Yes.
And I think that was, through the generations, has always been the situation.
They can overpower us.
But now, different.
Right, well.
I think most of the guys in this generation probably can't pick up a pencil.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do they stay in their mom's basement and look at creepy porn?
Size 23 waist, seriously?
That's reassuring.
What are you going to do with me?
Yeah.
I can sit on you and we'd be all set. I'm sorry, that's harassment again. Of a different sort.
Oh, dear.
So dark meat, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And vegetables. I love vegetables. I could do without the turkey and just eat a whole plate of vegetables.
I have created a dish I will tell you about very quickly because I want to make the whole show about food.
Okay.
But what I do is stuffing. And I put a little bit of sausage in the stuffing, but it's
sausage.
A little bit.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I load it with vegetables. Mm-hmm. And so it's actually a vegetable dish that's kind of held together by a little stuffing.
Is that the whole meal?
No, it can be.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you got the meats and the veggies and the bread.
Well, it can be a whole meal.
Throw a little dairy in?
Yeah, but I mean, it's stuffing, but it's so loaded that it's more vegetables than stuffing.
Okay.
And the stuffing holds it together really well.
It sounds intriguing. Now, what kind of sausage is this? Is it a spicy kind? Because I don't like that.
Jimmy Dean.
Oh, breakfast sausage.
Yes. I'm kind of wondering if it is indeed Jimmy Dean sometimes.
Oh, no. I changed my mind. Yeah. I don't know if I want any.
Isn't that horrible? Jimmy Dean was a country western singer.
Is he dead?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Many decades ago.
Ooh, okay.
But his sausage lives on.
Oh, no.
Go on. That's what she said. I know.
So you're doing it for me. These jokes
write
themselves.
Well, that was just so obvious. I mean, how could you not do that? Know. Even people listening to the show, I can't even hear. They're doing it
just
too.
Just say it all the time. Just think it all the time.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's it, I guess.
I only had the water and the Wi-Fi. I'm so sorry. And the Wi-Fi happened on the way here. So I actually, I did have one more thing. I knew I had two things. Okay. That's what she said.
You did say
I had
that.
Two things.
You did say that. That's what she said.
In the waiting room of doctor's offices or wherever, bus stations, I don't care. People are on their stupid phones, and you can do that
if
you do it quietly. I have people watching freaking videos, and I can hear the whole thing, the music.
Yeah.
God damn it, put headphones in. Why does this need to be said, Ron? Why am I saying this?
Yeah.
One guy was an old man, though, so I couldn't really say anything or look at him funny, because, I mean, he's an old man. Maybe he'd never heard of headphones. What's he going to do? He barely can get a video up.
Yeah. Sometimes you want everybody to know what you're doing because it makes you feel like you're in power. Here we go with the power thing again.
Man.
I don't like that either. I'm not into that. Anyway.
Well, the power thing, I had another talk with my dad today, and my mother said, you really should interview him because this was a whole Freudian young thing about psychology and men and this whole subject.
Yes, yes.
And again, it was the power thing. You nailed it. And he said, because when we're born, we're just this blob of nothing. So we sit in a chair and people tell us what to do all the time.
Correct.
And we're learning that. We're learning this. So we're waiting for the day when we can start telling other people what to do. That's just the basis form of it. But that's what it is. So we're now out there with our power. We want to get our power out there. And I'm going to have power over everybody else. And I think that's where child abuse might go wrong because these poor kids because it goes, it cycles through. They're telling me, they're beating me down, and I'm going to now beat my child down, and it goes around. You're right, but it's a whole power thing, and it's almost like in your DNA. And Sigmund Freud had this group in 1900, and he had Carl Jung part of it. And then they both had these different ideas about how men were. Was it sex on the brain all the time? And Freud said, no, it's not. And Carl said, maybe it is. But Freud was an atheist and Carl Jung wasn't an atheist. So eventually Sigmund Freud kicked Carl Jung out of his group. He kicked anyone out that didn't agree with him, by the way, Sigmund Freud. So I said, so Dad, who was right? Was it Freud or Jung? He goes, I don't know. So he might still, no one knows who, which one of these two guys, these brainiacs, was right about their theories. But it does grow. Yeah.
It gropes.
It roots back.
Right.
I can't talk. Right, to the power thing.
It's like root canal.
Yeah, it's power. Iran, you have so nailed it with the power thing. And it's respect because you want respect from people, and that's how you're going
to
get it.
Well, look at the way we used to bring up children, and probably still do to some extent, not as much. Boys are brought up to play with tanks and guns, and you're a cowboy with the gun in the holster, and you wrestle your friend, and you play football. Girls are not brought up to play football. They are not. They don't play with guns. They don't run around pushing each other unless they're really bitchy.
They get them a little bake oven.
They bake with a five watt bulb.
And they have a doll.
They make believe they're getting married.
Yeah, my baby.
Yes. So
and gender roles.
They are gender roles, and this is what we are taught as we're brought up.
As opposed to cinnamon
rolls. Now, that's changing a little bit in our recent society, I believe.
People are making it change.
But it sure was prevalent in just the previous generation.
In the South, it's not changing at all, though. They're stuck in the time warp.
It's a lot slower. It is. That's like a bad time machine going
on
down there.
Yeah, there are still guns with the boys, and there's still dolls with the girls, and that's never going to change.
It is the way you're brought up. And don't forget that women have tons of power. As much as men have penises, women's
nowadays, but not always.
Well, they have uteruses and they have breasts, and guys don't even have the breasts. Girls can persuade.
Bruce Jenner might know.
Girls can get whatever they want any time they want if they put it to use. And I'm not saying having sex in order to get somewhere.
Right. We've talked about this before. I've taken advantage of the fact that I'm a woman to get someone to change my tire? Why not?
Sure.
Women, but it's not really taking advantage. It's like they offer. Men are putting themselves out there again because of the penis thing.
Women do. You must admit, women have the power with the way that they can bring something on just by certain movements. They do have power over men because men are susceptible with the penis thing.
Yes, exactly.
So
they think they have a chance here.
Yeah. So there is a way of countering that.
How?
By saying, if you're going to use your power, I can use my power too.
Hmm.
And they could be even more successful than the men.
Yeah, well, when there's a woman president, we'll talk. Meanwhile, they're keeping the women out of this whole thing.
Came close.
Yeah,
although,
that doesn't count.
Wrong one, but came close.
Okay, okay.
Wrong
but
one,
you know
but
what?
Came close. There are others that could do it.
I mean, there's all these. It's still the Senate, I think, is more 2-1 men over women. I don't know. I'm thinking that, though. I haven't counted, but it might even be worse.
See, I don't think with the Trump thing, with the Trump and the Clinton thing, I don't think that a good percentage of this country went out to vote.
Yeah.
I think they thought that. I think they thought. That this was a done deal the other direction.
Sure. Yep.
And if minorities, blacks, Latinos, the ones that were being actually shafted verbally by Trump, women, if they just got out in larger numbers, this wouldn't have
even
come close.
Maybe, but I will tell you what I saw firsthand.
Yes.
I saw minorities telling me at the polls, it was their first time voting ever, and they've been here for 40 years, voting for Trump. They finally got out because they said it's a regular man, a regular guy, one of us.
That.
No, I saw it.
No,
so they think he's a regular guy.
When
he's
Obama,
one of us. He's not a politician.
The records were set.
Yeah, that's what said. A black man, great. And then it was a regular guy.
Well,
Donald Trump is not
a
regular
guy.
The
next time there's a presidential election in this country,
yes.
Everybody will be leaving their house and going to the polls.
House.
Every person will say, I'm voting.
Finally.
Yeah.
It took this, though, Ron, really?
Yes, it did. You know why? Because this is America, and we're very slow. We are. We're lazy, fat sons of bitches that just sit in a chair and figure someone else is going to take care of this for us. Let them go vote. It doesn't make
any
difference.
You've done it. You've just summed up the whole thing there.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you have
it. Welcome. Tell everyone you're welcome.
You're welcome.
There you go.
There you have it. She's Tori Lagarde. I'm Ron Van Dam. Thank you so much for your indulgence.
You're welcome.
Oh.